Hi, and welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. I'm here with my co-host, Billy Roberti, who is my longtime friend and editor of my book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle. Hi, Billy.
Good day, Maureen. And thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain is here with you each week at this time on Fridays. Maureen is an international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive. She works with individuals and groups to facilitate their awakening and transformation into the new reality that is emerging. Maureen worked as a corporate leader most of her professional career. In 1994, she decided to live according to her heart, not her head. Since then, everything has changed. She founded Transformational Enterprises Incorporated to pursue her interest in teaching and writing about metaphysics, spirituality, and manifesting your heart's desires. The first presentation she developed and shared in 1994 was You Are the Genie in the Bottle, manifestation workshop, and a how-to workshop based on principles and techniques she used herself in her personal and professional life. In 1994, she studied the Flower of Life with Jerome Valon Melchizedek and became a certified Flower of Life facilitator. Her Flower of Life and Advanced Flower of Life workshops are in worldwide demand as thousands of students have spread the word about her work. In 2005, Maureen chose to receive formal training in reading the Akashic Records to fine-tune her natural connection to them. She founded Akashic Records International along with the Ascended Masters, Goddess of Liberty, and Sanat Kumara. Over the years, Maureen has created and produced 10 guided meditation albums collections, including the Merkaba Meditation from the Flower of Life, and she's working on more at this time. She's also the author of 3 books, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, Reweaving the Fabric of Your Reality, and Beyond the Flower of Life. Her company, Transformational Enterprises Incorporated, has also developed the highly acclaimed Ara Mandalas, which are essential oil blends designed to facilitate emotional healing, deeper meditations, and spiritual expansion. Today, Maureen and her company provide consulting, workshops, training, sacred journeys, guided meditations, aromatherapy products, instructional books, and related materials. Each week on this show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, we intend to inspire you with our discussions on transformation, which means permanent change, to grow your connection with the universe, and to increase your relationship to God and the people around you. Today we're talking about using genie manifestation techniques to create your future. Alas, we are pre-recording this show, so there will be no opportunity for call-ins, but you can email Maureen at info@MaureenStGermain.com. That's I-N-F-O at MaureenStGermain.com. Well, as we get started, Maureen, can you give us a little background on how you came up with the You Are the Genie in the Bottle workshop?
Yes, actually. It's a great story, like all good stories. It began with an idea, and I saw myself on a TV show being interviewed. And it was part of my manifestation work in general. And my desire was to create something that would allow me to have what I really, really wanted. And that was the opportunity to teach people manifestation. And I kept saying to myself, as the material was coming in, and it was coming in through my heart, I don't know that it was actually channeled, but it certainly was inspired by my meditation work. And I did a meditation where I saw myself already presenting and being well known for it. And at the same time, when I did this, I began to see something that I had never seen before. And I heard myself say to the host, well, when I wrote Genie in the Bottle. And at that moment, I realized, oh, wow, now I have the title. Because that whole week before, I kept asking, you know, if I only had a name, then I'd know for sure this was real. And so from that point on, You Are the Genie in the Bottle was the name of the work that I was writing, and then, of course, it was the name of the workshop that I presented.
And the name of the, yes, exactly. And where did you come up with these, the ideas in the book? Where did you come up with the techniques, the manifestation techniques? And then we'll go into what they are.
Well, a lot of them were inspired by my own situation. When I was in college, I was in a situation that I was observing. Everything around me was really lovely, but I was unhappy because it wasn't where I wanted to be. I wanted to be somewhere else with the sweetheart that I was gaga over at the time. And I knew that I was unhappy, but I also knew that there was, you know, more to life than just being unhappy. So I began to pray and ask the angels, show me what to do that I can get out of this funk, you know, this mm-hmm. depression. And the angels actually gave me my very first tool that I give people in the Genie toolbox. Yeah. And that tool is called Twofers. And this is long before two pizzas for one, I want you to know. I went to college a long time ago. And the twofers are very focused in that you think of two things that are positive around every negative. So your positives can be something as simple as, say, I want a different job. And then the positives are, I have great pay, they give me good vacation benefits, I have good medical benefits, whatever it is. The idea here is that I believe resistance causes more of the same. What you resist persists is a common phrase that people hear. And what it means is if I resist, you know, put your hand up in the air and then ask someone to put their hand up in the air and then you meet them hand to hand and they will resist you. They will naturally resist you because they think that's what they're supposed to do. So that's what people do. They resist. And so if you try to stop thinking a positive thought before you've thought it, worker, but I don't know anybody who has been able to stop thinking a positive thought before they thought it. It's like an oxymoron almost. You can't. So what I mean by that is when you find yourself thinking a thought that you realize is negative as you think it, there's no way to retract that. So what you can do then is follow it with two positives. Now, way back when I learned this from the angels, it never occurred to me that I'd be able to put a scientific term behind it. But what I know now about noise-canceling headphones is noise-canceling headphones allow you to cancel out large repetitive noises like an airplane or a lawnmower. And what they do is they record the sound that's offending, and then they create the inverse of that sound, which literally causes the wave to collapse because it can be replicated and then reversed, which literally erases the sound from the reality. When I first heard of noise-canceling headphones, I remember thinking, you can't erase something that's already been spoken. And it's true, you cannot. But if you find something that's a close match, you get the equivalent of erasing it or removing it. So you allow yourself to have as many negative thoughts as you want. And if this were a diet, then you follow it with as many anti-chocolates that you need. And in this case, you need two. One to cancel out each negative thought, and the other is a seed. So if I hate my job, it's followed with I have great pay and they give me good medical benefits. What this does is allows you to move back into resonance with bringing in what you desire, and that changes everything.
Everything. Wow. Yeah. That does. And the noise-canceling headphones is a great way to think about it.
Yeah.
So I'd like our listeners to visit MaureenStGermain.com. That's MaureenStGermain.com to see Maureen's books, meditation CDs, and Ara Mandala's essential oil blends. Our specials this month, which expire October 1st, are 10% off our Fountain of Youth products, meditation CD, Fountain of Youth Ara Mandala essential oil blend, and our Fountain of Youth sound and scent combo, which is both products. In addition, we are offering a special Ara Mandala's package of reweaving and pyramid echoes for $29.95. They're regularly $19.95 each. So
those are pretty cool, and you'll use them. Yeah, you'll use them as wonderful tools to help you clear certain kinds of feelings of fears and certain kinds of feelings of inadequacy.
And they are fabulous. I used them last night. It really does. You feel the feeling and then it leaves. Well, our break time is coming up. So after the break, Maureen talks about which Ara Mandalas can help us clear our path and amp up our manifestations. So
I'd also I'd also like to talk to you about what to do with fear, even if you don't have the Ara Mandalas.
Excellent. So stay tuned. You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. This is Billy Roberti, and we'll be right back.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help make every day heaven on earth. Today, Maureen and I are talking about using genie manifestation techniques to create your future. When we stopped for the break, Maureen was going to start telling us a little bit about the steps and tools in the manifestation process. How many are there, Maureen?
Well, there's 11, but they keep growing, so you never know when you ask me that question. I have 11 in front of me that are used in my presentation that I always
talk
about.
Those are the tools, right? Those are the tools.
11 tools, yes.
And there are 5 steps.
That is correct.
And it's way beyond the scope of this radio show to go into all of them, but let's see if we can get one more tool from Maureen.
Okay. So the thing that I wanted to share with you was about fear. And this is another discovery that I received in meditation, and that is that fear is a messenger. fear is a messenger. And what that means is it's telling you when you are out of integrity with your belief or you're out of integrity with your behavior. The biggest barrier to manifestation is your integrity. If you fib, if you fudge on, you know, something you tell someone, if you hold back and don't always tell the whole story because you don't want to hurt somebody or you don't want to upset someone, you are going to limit your manifestation. Because think about it. Why, you know, when I was an early mom and the first time one of my kids lied to me, I was in denial. I could not believe that a little kid would lie. But if you think about it now with my experience as a mom and my sons are grown, I can tell you that they lie because there is a feeling that maybe there isn't enough love. And if I tell mom what she wants to hear, then I won't get in trouble or I won't get yelled at. And so even that fear, which causes one to not tell the truth, is based on a feeling that there's not enough. So it means that you're out of integrity with your belief or you're out of integrity with your behavior. So whenever you go to a place where you're not being honest, take a minute and correct yourself. You know, even something as simple as someone saying, oh, yeah, you were in such and such a class, and it doesn't seem that important at the moment when you were in the class before that, same teacher, same group. But at some point you might say, you know, really, I was in the class that graduated, this cycle earlier, and straighten it out. Now, most people won't care. The recipient won't care. But what you're saying to your consciousness is that I believe in myself enough to trust to tell the truth. Another place people want to lie, I don't think they do too much as anymore, but whenever times are tough, people will lie on their resumes. Same deal. It's because they want to be as good as the next guy. And they feel that if they say a story that is close to the truth, that it will be more acceptable than the real story. But the problem is those people get found out, and you can't manifest that way.
Exactly. And I think sometimes the biggest lies people tell are to themselves. They want to believe something is true. And wow, if you're fooling yourself, then, you know, how can it work? What about the role of other feelings in manifesting our dreams?
Well, feelings can be used as a very proactive tool because anytime you can allow yourself to move into gratitude, joy, or bliss, the manifestation has just gone from kindergarten or high school to, you know, PhD level, because it literally allows you to achieve something faster. So emotions will amp up. They're the rocket fuel, if you will, of manifestation. So anytime you can feel something with emotion, it's much better. You know, when I first started to manifest the money I needed to pay for my son, the first one that went to college, his tuition was $10,000 a year, and it was $10,000 a year more than I had income, and I had so much debt that I couldn't take it on as debt. So I kept seeing him in his cap and gown going through graduation. And what that did is allowed me to attract what I needed. And initially, I was so afraid that I would fail that I couldn't even manage to imagine the $40,000 that I would need to take care of that. So I started out with, you know, $5,000 per semester. And at the end of that semester, I thought, oh, my God, that is too hard. What is it that I really want? And I went to the bigger picture. The bigger picture terrified me because I never had $40,000 in my personal possession that belonged to me. As a CEO, I certainly managed a $1 million budget, but it wasn't my money. Mm-hmm. So I went to a metaphor for the money. So at that point, my visual and my thought were, there were some scary moments. I'm validating all my fear, and then I added, but it wasn't that hard. And I'll bet you I said that for 5 or 6 months before I actually started to add emotion to it, because I was so terrified initially that I could not say it with emotion. So in the classes, I teach people, and then I tease them, and I'll say, okay, this is acting school. Say it like you mean it.
Maureen, could you give us, like, one more tool for the manifestation process?
I would love to. One of the things that I really like people to understand is that they can have something they really want, and even when they're afraid of it, and that is to create from favorable states, create from favorable states. And the example I want to give you is a woman who wanted to have a bar mitzvah for her son. And it was 2 or 3 years away, but she was worried that there wouldn't be a good attendance, or that it wouldn't be a nice enough party for him, or that people wouldn't come from afar. And so I asked her to think about a party that she may have hosted at another time, maybe a holiday party or a birthday party or something. And she kept going, no, 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 no. Nothing worked. Nothing she could find in her imagination. So then I went back to her wedding, and I said, what about your wedding? Oh, that was amazing. And was there a lot of people there? Oh, yes. People came from everywhere. My neighbors came. Everyone came. It was fabulous. And I said, what about the cake? Oh, the cake was beautiful. The band was perfect. I couldn't have asked for a better band. What about you? Oh, my dress was magnificent. I loved it. It was wonderful. Every single piece of her wedding was spectacular. So I said, okay, it's the day after your wedding. How do you feel? Oh, my gosh, I feel so wonderful. It was such a great party. I'll remember it for the rest of my life. Okay, now it's the day after the bar mitzvah. It's the same feeling.
The day after and how great it felt.
So if you have an event that you've done well, go back to that and see yourself in it and then literally jump as if it's the same kind of experience right into that emotion that you're already holding. So in this case, you're creating the emotion first from a past success, and you're putting it in. Then the other way to use a favorable state is to imagine that you are the Superman in the movie or the heroine of a story that you've read, and it's you. And, you know, all of the elements are already filled in by some professional writer, and you're using that idea, and you put yourself in it, and you see then what happens next.
Well, that's fabulous. Thanks so much for those tips, Maureen. I think that they're very usable, and they're something I think everyone can use and learn from and make a part of their thinking process to create wonderful manifestations. I'd also like to mention that Maureen has a free monthly Genie Circle teleconference call, and if you get on our mailing list, we will let you know when that is and how to join up with our Genie Circle. The idea is to set intentions and then practice the Genie manifestation techniques. So that's another wonderful way that Maureen helps. Now, Maureen, what about the Aramandalas? Which ones would work best to enhance the Genie work?
Well, I like the Fountain of Youth because it clears frustration and it clears you know, things that hold you back in terms of your judgment of other situations. Most of the time, when you're judging other situations, you're really judging yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of my favorites. And that's on special, too, because last night was a full moon. Actually, last Tuesday night was a full moon. And we have a little extra piece on our website to encourage people to do what's called an annual youthing ceremony. Now, another wonderful Aramandala.
Well, I'm afraid to say that we're running out of time, so we can talk about that next week when we'll be talking about asking the Akashic Records for guidance. As we draw the show to a close, just a quick reminder that if you missed any part of this interview, you can listen to it in its entirety on our website, www.MaureenSaintGermain.com. Click on our News You Can Use link and choose Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. There's a complete list of all our previous radio shows, so you can listen whenever. This is Billy Roberti with Maureen St. Germain, bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Until we meet in the heavens, we are wishing you a million blessings this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and all you meet.